Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hey there, Bark Radio listeners. I think we're going to talk about some warm weather stuff today. It's turning warm here on the East Coast some days.
Yeah, on and off.
This isn't one of them. However, we want to make sure everyone remembers to keep their dogs safe this summer. So we're going to just run through some of the things that can make your dog sick, make your dogs dead.
Yeah, dead's bad.
Dead's really bad. Yeah. So, what's the number one?
Don't take your dogs for a ride and lock them in the car on hot days.
Yeah, that's a really bad idea, you guys. And it happens every year. Dogs die in locked cars. And even cracking the windows isn't enough because it just gets so hot, even in the shade.
Even in the shade, yeah. It's amazing how fast a car will heat.
And what we read is that your car can go up to 120 degrees in just a few minutes.
Right.
And especially here in Virginia, I mean.
Or farther south, yeah. Imagine Florida.
Oh, Texas?
That's hot.
Yeah. So just beware, guys. If you're going out in the summertime and you think, oh, well, hey, I'll take the dog with me because it's nice to take the dog with me. But even if you plan to stop somewhere and buy something, it's going to take you out of the car.
For a minute.
It's not going to be a minute.
It never is.
Nope. So just leave Fido at home.
It's best.
Keep him safe. Yep. Okay, so one of the problems that doggies have is, unlike people, they don't sweat. And they do expel moisture by panting and through their pads, but as you can imagine, not enough.
Yeah.
So that's how they get overheated.
Especially wearing a fur coat.
Yeah, man, think about it, people. Think about wearing a fur coat when it's 80 degrees.
Put a parka on and set in the clothes car. think about that one.
Yeah, really. So cut your dog some slack. So cut your dog some slack and leave them home in the air conditioning. You know, if the option is to leave them in a car alone, not a good idea. Okay, so what kinds of things can heat cause? What kinds of disastrous things for dogs? Heat exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Heat stroke.
Mm-hmm. Brain damage and
death.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want to kill your dog.
No. You probably don't want brain damage either.
I don't think you do. No. And I will tell you, my Cody's had heat exhaustion. The worst part of it was it was at a doggy daycare.
Nice.
And I was not real pleased when they told me about that.
Surprise.
Be aware that some dogs, I'm thinking some of the breeds you and I know very well, will play until they can't. And I know Cody can only do X, doing a frisbee or throwing a tennis ball or whatever. She's never had the ability to go for a long period of time without really starting to pant heavy. You can see it's really having a negative impact on her body. Mm-hmm. Well, at daycare, they didn't take that into consideration. They weren't watching her, so they had to mist her down, put her in a pool. Fortunately, it didn't go further than that, but it's a dangerous time for dogs.
It's crazy, and that was one of the... I think in a previous episode, talked about some of the daycare issues and some of the staffing, and you know, they're doing the best they can, but nobody has any training. They're hiring high school kids.
And the best they can when it's my dog.
Yeah, good enough.
No.
Not going to work.
Not happening.
Nah.
Nope. So, you know, again, be aware of your dog's ability, your dog's age, your dog's physical capacity, you know, and just be careful with them.
Yep.
Okay, so the stuff that comes out in the spring, that's been put away all winter, that can poison your dogs.
Fertilizers, pesticides.
Man, insecticides. Don't anybody on this planet ever buy chocolate mulch again, whoever the idiot was who created it. Why would you create a mulch that smells like candy? I just don't get it. But it can be toxic to your dogs and your cats. So don't get it, people.
Very bad.
But now, Terry, you've got a list of some of the toxic plants?
Some of the plants, because springtime, everybody's putting flowers out.
Yep-a-deppa.
So you want to skip the lilies, the sago palm, tulip bulbs, azaleas,
Wow,
oleander, yews, I can't pronounce that one.
Okay.
So it's going to be chrysanthemum and English ivy.
And that's just a few.
That's just a small number on the list.
Wow. So. Tulip bulbs.
Tulip bulbs. I wouldn't have known that.
No.
And the way dogs like, some dogs like to dig.
Right. And especially if it happens to be fresh dirt. Woohoo. Party time.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Less work.
So, you know, if you have any question about the plants around your house, get on the internet and do a search and find out if the plants that you love could harm your dog. Okay. Beasties that crawl on your dogs. Fleas and ticks.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's a problem. And we've talked a lot about it, too.
And it's an ongoing issue. Terry is still looking for a good homeopathic version.
Right. We've tried a variety of different types, and we've had reasonably good success. Now, these are all external, not internal types.
Right.
I know there's some things like garlic and
right.
brewer's yeast that they recommend for fleas, not so much for ticks. But the other ones are typically made from cedar oil and a variety of other types of oils.
And just not 100% yet.
Well, we've been really just one summer with it, and no fleas. The dog still got a couple of ticks. Sparky really hates the smell because it is kind of smell.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind
it's
of strong,
yeah.
When you first put it on, and it really bothers him. So I don't know. Don't know what we're gonna do. I don't know if there's any other options.
Right.
So,
but if we find them, we'll share them with
yeah.
you. I use just the standard stuff from the vet. I use Frontline. Please remember that if you're using something that you know you're gonna put on between their shoulder blades. Don't get it over the counter. Don't get it at the pet store because some of that stuff is really bad and really toxic to your dogs.
And don't use more than is recommended.
Right.
Because that can send it into seizures or death.
Wow.
You don't want to do that.
Holy mackerel.
So you have to be careful. We actually, when we used Frontline, used a little bit less than recommended.
Right.
And it was still effective.
Right.
But even with the Frontline stuff, with Aussie, our previous dog, she still would occasionally pick up a tick.
Really?
No fleas, but occasionally get a tick.
But, you know, I've actually heard that from people over a period of time. It's been great for my dogs. They don't get any at all. But I've heard people say that in some scenarios on some dogs, it's not 100%.
Yeah.
What I liked about it from the beginning, since I have labs, is that it's waterproof. That's one of the things I always liked about it. But I would, I mean, if we can ever find something that really works, that is natural, it would be the way I'd go.
Yeah.
So hopefully someday.
Some of it's hit or miss. It might vary by dog. The natural stuff we use is not waterproof.
Right.
So.
Yeah, with water dogs, it's kind of an important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from crawly things. Did you know, Terry, that dogs can get sunburned?
I did.
Isn't that pretty cool? I don't know that everybody knows that.
I don't think everybody does. Hey, Sparky.
Hey, we got a four-legged visitor.
Hi, buddy.
Woohoo, Bubba. All right. So, if you have a dog who's got very short hair and white fur especially,
mm-hmm.
or a pink nose,
mm-hmm.
Just be aware that that dog can get sunburned. And they can get skin cancer, just like people can. Be really aware if you're going on an outing with your dog in the heat of summer. Is there shelter? Is there somewhere you can get your dog in the shade or your dog can get in a pond or something to cool him off? Don't go anywhere with the intent of being out for hours and hours and hours in the blazing sun with your dog. It's just not good for him.
And make sure you're taking water,
mm-hmm.
and get a portable bowl. They make some great ones. We've got one that folds up into, a couple inches around and zips up and you hook it on your belt. I mean, it's tiny.
And the one I have is like a human, well, kind of like a water bottle with a lid and a bowl attached to the lid,
mm-hmm.
That I can put on my belt. And what I like about it is when you pour the water into the little bowl, if they don't drink it all, you pour it back into the bottle. And if you happen to be hiking or something, that's kind of handy. But also you can teach your dog to drink out of a water bottle, just a regular water bottle like you carry for yourself.
Yeah.
And that can make life easy. They need fresh water.
A lot of it.
And they need
hot,
it. Remember that at home, too. Just make sure, you know, if your dog's outside playing, that they have access to good, cool, fresh water. And get them a kiddie pool.
Kiddie pools are good. summer treats, ice cubes, put something in them, a cookie or peanut butter or whatever.
I
They'll
think
chew the ice
that's
cubes
a
and
great idea. I love that.
yeah.
And I've never done that.
We do that
So
with the
it's like
dogs.
doggy popsicles, sort of,
Yeah.
without the stick.
Without the stick, yeah.
Wow.
They
Ooh.
probably like the stick too, I don't
Mine would. Man, they'll chew on wood any day of the week. Give them a
Yeah.
branch, they're happy, you know?
Exactly.
And the last thing we've got is those, especially above ground swimming pools, or, well, any swimming pool. We got to make sure the dogs can't get in them unsupervised.
Oh, yeah.
Very dangerous. Dogs drown.
Yeah.
And think about this. What if the cover is on the pool and the dog wedges in between the cover and the water and gets in the water and can't get out? So just be aware of that. And, you know, not all dogs are good swimmers.
Yeah.
So just make sure that the pool is not necessarily accessible. You know, it needs to be fenced or something. Just keep your dog
It's
safe,
like you would with
guys.
a kid.
Yeah, think 2-year-old kid.
Yeah.
That's your dog for
Exactly.
life.
Exactly.
And that's it, guys. Just keep those dogs safe this summer and have a blast with them. Get them out in the world.
Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Out of here.